Blog Talk Radio.
Day I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile. And shake the hand of a stranger. Sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. Yeah, I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name's Michael, and the call-in number, if you'd like to talk to me, would be 516-418-5997. Okay, let's go ahead and take some calls. Start with 509 on air with me. Hello. Well, you will be on air with me here shortly, I hope. Okay, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
So I have a question. I'm kind of wondering if you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just listening. I'm sorry.
So I have a question. I was just wondering if you could, if you're getting like anything that's going on in my life with like my kids' court and stuff like that and my situation, I guess.
Okay. Can I get your first name, please?
Yeah, it's Mindy.
Mindy, okay. Yeah, I'm picking up that you're really stressed out at the moment. That makes sense. Because I see like almost pulling your hair out of your head, like stressed out. Things are going to get better for you. Just hang in there. So, does that help?
I don't know.
I don't know. Hey, that's okay. So, basically, you're just hanging in there. Is that correct? You're just, because so it seems like you're just being bounced from wall to wall to me. But, you know, I do see everything working out for you. So, is there a court date or something? I keep seeing, like, a judge.
Yeah, I've got 19 court cases going right now.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Yeah,
and I've got a lot of people.
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of people working against me as far as, like, the landlord here. But she ended up moving when I filed a federal injunction on her the next day. She tried to dodge service, and then she took off and packed her van and moved the next day. But she's still involved in my life. She called the prosecuting attorney and told them that I made up some stuff that my daughter was saying about what her dad was doing to her, and which is a lie, and that she moved because she was afraid of me. But that's a lie. I wasn't even talking to her at that time. And so I don't know. It's just a huge headache. And I don't know what her vendetta is against me or what her beef is. I have no idea. I've done nothing mean to that girl. I don't have any idea. She's targeted me out, and she came here and yeah.
I'm sorry you're going through that. It's just really confusing. But I feel like that she's just a really, you know, a pain in the neck kind of lady every once in a while.
She has been a real, she's got investigators and everybody on her side. And I'm like, so is she going to be at my trial for this wrongful, this false reporting to an officer, because I have a right to face my accuser. So why is she not going to be there? And they said no. And I'm like, well, I have a right to face my accuser, don't I? I mean, it's just crazy. Like, what's going on? I can't even.
Yeah.
And then,
This whole thing is going to be behind you in a couple months. Looks about August. Things should turn around and everything's going to work out for you. The only thing I would tell you is just meditate, keep asking spirit for guidance, and that will help. But I really am sorry that you're going through this, and, you know, I wish there was more I could do to help, but.
Is there anything I should be doing different, or is there something I need to be aware of, or that you see any danger, or?
I don't feel you in danger. I don't sense that. But, you know, I do feel like this person is getting really frustrated with you for no reason. I mean, I don't know why she's doing what she's doing. And, you know, that confuses me. I'm sure you've been going through that as well. But, I just think that, you know, you should just hang in there and keep your head up and just, you know, I would limit my time around those people. All right.
Okay.
Okay, I gotta go, but
thank you.
I appreciate talking to you. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
No problem, bye. All right, let's go ahead and hold on. The switchboard is, okay. Let's go with 480. You're on air with me, Hope.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help?
I was wondering, do you see me find a job soon?
Yeah, it looks like in a couple weeks.
Will it be close to where I live or like maybe an hour or two away?
It feels like about an hour away. There's an hour's commute.
Okay.
On that. I'm not sure what it is either, but I keep seeing it 2 weeks. So you've been off work for a little bit, and so you need to get back to work. I mean, it's driving me crazy not having something to do. But
right, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, you know, we sit around
and
all these negative thoughts.
Is it like, you don't know whether it's medical or
I feel like it's in a clinic of some sort, because I keep seeing sterile walls and things that would show me in a hospital. So a couple weeks.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right.
Thank you so much. All right,
You're welcome. You have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, let's go with 727. You're on air. Say hello.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. How can I help?
Hi, Michael. I have a question. I met somebody recently that's not been too forthcoming. Do you see that going anywhere at all?
I don't see around them much longer.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I wondered. I wondered if that would be a connection or not. Okay. Do you see anybody else coming in the future?
Looks like about July somebody comes in.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate them.
You're welcome. All right,
bye-bye.
All right, let me give you a call-in number to the program. It's 516-418-5997. So let's go ahead and take another call. 562, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, this is Rondrea.
Hi, Rondrea. Okay, out.
Hi. I just want to know, do you see me receiving my SSI benefits, and if so, when?
Okay, I'm having a really hard time understanding you. I mean, I think it's background noise or something that...
Let me see. Is this better? Is this louder?
Much better. Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you, see me receiving my SSI benefits, and if so, when?
I do see them, and it looks like about August.
Oh, okay, great. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
So, no problem. It's about August. All right?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good evening. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and take another call. 111, you're on air with me. Hello.
Well, hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call and helping people.
Yep. How can I help?
Okay. So, first is, but going to the point, I need to know, I know you talked to this man over here. Because even the law said that we were both bullies.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm kind of fighting this. But I want to know if you see us communicating. When do you see us communicating? Do you know how it's going to happen? Like, if he's going to leave me a note in the door, or he's going to... Please, let me know how this is going to happen.
Right. I'm not sure. I do see a note. It was interesting that you mentioned a note. So, you know, you probably leave a note on your door. I mean, that's what I'm seeing. And, you know, just put everything under fold that's going to fold. I mean, so, but, you know, I think everything's going to be okay for you. So.
But the note, is it with the law enforcement officer, or is it going to be him?
No, the law enforcement would hand you an eviction notice. And they haven't done that, I don't think. Have they done that?
We already went to court.
Oh, okay. So you went to court already?
Yeah.
Yeah, but so I'm not.
What do you?
You know, I'm not sure on that.
Do you, okay? Like, if, can you look for next month or next week if you see him? Like, do you still see me living here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. It looks like about a month out. So this is May. So they're counting. Spirits counting. The months would be June, July, early August.
So how long do I have here? Have 6 months?
Yeah, about 6 months, something like that.
So okay. So you but the spirits still see me. That's what I mean. I don't want to confuse you because you still see me living here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now, Michael, because he keeps telling me that I don't talk to him, even the law told me. What I'm trying to figure out is, when am I going to be able to talk to him? In a nice way?
I'm not sure on that. So, okay.
One last question. I applied for a job for like management. Do you see me getting it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. Have a good evening. All right. Something just amazing happened. We have open lines. So if you want to call, you get right in. 516-418-5997. But, I was thinking today a little bit about spirit and how my life has changed because of spirit. And, things have opened up to me that there's no way that, that was possible except for, spirit. And so we just have to be open and follow the guide of spirit. I mean, sometimes, they'll talk in a small, still voice, and other times, like a roaring lion. So we just, have to find out what works for you. So like with me, I'm a reader. I don't read the same as, as Travis Sanders. I mean, I don't read like he reads. And he doesn't read like I read. We're all different. And just have to find where we fit. So, all right. I'm going to go ahead and give you my website address. www.insightwithmichael.net. One thing that I'm going to do, there's a donation button on the front page. We're still working on that site, but on the very front page of that site, you'll see a yellow donation button. If you click that, you can make a donation to the program, which I would really be grateful for. Just give what you can. It does cost to be on air, so give what you can. So I'll ask. So, okay, we're going to go ahead and close out, and I will talk to you. Just pay attention. I'm not sure if we're doing a show tomorrow or not. Just pay attention. You'll find it if we're going to be on. All right. Thanks, guys, and I'll talk to you again later. I love you all. All right. Bye-bye.